Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Heavenly Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text is the gospel lesson you just heard, Jesus and Peter walking on the water, and I'll quote it as we go. Starting now. Verse 29, Jesus said, "Come." Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and went toward Jesus. Ah, you say, but I'm never going to walk on water. Actually, that's more than I know. Who can tell all that's waiting for us in the new creation? But right in this world, you and I are called to walk in ways that are as foreign to anything we know by nature as walking on water is. We're supposed to, and I quote, walk in wisdom, not by whatever slogan is popular at the moment. We're supposed to walk in love, not in self-absorption, self-protection. And we're supposed to walk in the light, not in the cozy darkness where not knowing what to do comes in so handy. And all of that means, and I quote, walk in newness of life against all the rules of fallen humanity. And it is all very new. And I say, Lord, if it's you, tell me to come to you. Verse 23, when evening came, Jesus was on the mountain alone. That is, alone except for the Father and the Holy Spirit. He really is the Son of God. But his disciples, even though he'd sent them off in the boat hours before, verse 24, the boat was still miles from shore, beaten by the waves because the wind was against it. Because whatever was going on that mountaintop, it was all very well for him. But they were just people in the real world where it gets dark and there's wind and sometimes the waves are against you. Can I get a witness? Yeah, I know. True! But verse 25, Jesus went out to them. He went out to them in the dark. Verse 25, it was after 3 a.m. when Jesus went out to them. How? Well, he didn't just appear in their boat, although he could have. He walked. Like one of us, which is what he is. Only he walked on the lake, like none of us ever, until impossibly Peter joined him on the water. Christ made his path through the sea, and not climbing up one wave and sliding down the next. It doesn't say he went climbing and sliding. He went walking one footstep and after the next, and where his feet touched, the lake was still. He made his path through the waves, the way that he did at the Red Sea with walls of water on either side. Only this was better and it was stranger and it was wilder because back at the Red Sea, the path was dry seabed. But that night, his path was steady water in the wind with the waves roaring all around, steady water. He went out to them walking in this world by whole other rules than this world knows anything about. Verse 26, when the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. It's a ghost, they said. That's kind of their default mode. He said the same thing when he rose from the dead. It's a ghost, because it couldn't be really real, could it? Which is exactly the same thing that we've said about the life that he's called us to live. It couldn't be really real, could it? Could it? They said, it's a ghost, and they cried out in fear. But verse 21, Jesus instantly told them, cheer up, it's me. As if to say, you know me, it's just that this is me too. And he didn't come to scare us. No, he came to take us where we've never been before. He said, it's me. Don't be frightened. Walk in wisdom. Walk in the light. Walk in love. Walk in newness of life. And verse 28, Peter answered, Lord, if it's you, tell me to come to you on the water. He said, Lord, I want to do that too. Lord, I can't do that. I could never even believe I could do that unless you tell me. So tell me, let it be you and me walking against all the rules. Tell me to come to you. Verse 29, Jesus said, come. Oh man, want to live a little? Then come out past anything that you know about surface tension. Peter got down out of the boat. He gripped the side and he lifted one foot over the gunwale and he set it down on the lake. Wasn't steady till he put his foot down on it and then the other foot, and then he stood up and then he walked on a water and went toward Jesus, and it was impossible and it was wonderful. But verse 30, when he saw the wind, he was afraid. I say, Lord, tell me to come to you. And he says, come. Walk in a whole new life. But when I see the wind, I get afraid because it roars all around us shouting, obey the rules. Forget wisdom. Just play it smart. Don't walk in the light or you won't have anywhere to hide. And don't walk in love because it'll cost you. The wind roars at us. How can you walk in newness of life? Bad as you are, you sink like a stone. Look, I know I can't do it perfectly. This is not the new creation. Had you noticed? Peter didn't walk on that lake perfectly, but Peter walked on that lake. And Jesus is telling me, come. What do I do? Wait till I feel holy? Did Peter wait till he felt holy enough? He just waited till Jesus said, come on. Did Peter wait till he felt buoyant enough? No, there is none buoyant, no, not one. Okay, there's one. And he says, it's me. Don't be frightened. He says, walk by faith in me. Peter's little faith grabbed hold of Jesus, and he was held up, if you like, by the buoyancy of Jesus Christ. When he looked elsewhere, it was different. When he looked around at the wind and the world, when Peter looked at himself, he said, Lord, I'm a sinful man like every believer. All he could think was, I can't do this. And I have said, Lord, love is not going to work here. The only thing that's going to work this time is the old life where you stay in the boat safe. Verse 30, Peter started to sink. But the littlest faith still has hold of the huge Christ. And when your faith is littlest, the Son of God still has hold of you. Which is to say, Peter cried out, not, Lord, improve my walk. No, it's just, Lord, save me. Nobody knows how much saving you need until you try to walk the new way, until you try to walk with no visible means of support, just everything up to the Lord. Everything up to the Lord, as it was in the beginning, as it's supposed to be now, and as it ever shall be in the world without end to come. Peter didn't know how much saving he needed until he had his feet on water. And then Jesus, who was still buoyant enough for the both of them, verse 31, instantly Jesus reached out his hand and caught him and held him and led him on the walk back to the boat. And Satan looks at Peter and he says, Jesus, look at this. What do you call this? Half carried, half stumbling. What do you call that? Jesus says, I call that walking with me. You got a problem with that? What did Peter learn about the love of Jesus on that strange, impossible, and against all the rules, walk back to the boat with the wind howling around them both. Verses 32-33, when they'd gotten up into the boat, the wind stopped. And the ones who were in the boat worshipped Jesus and said, you really are the Son of God. Yes, he is. And for him who does not work, like you and me, God knows, a sinner is a broken thing and worse. Actually, the truth of the matter is that we're all sunk once, drowned in sin, spiritually dead, rolling on the bottom. Yet shall we float and breathe and stand and walk in paths that were alien to everything we knew by a righteousness that is not our own at all. Because for him who does not work, but believes in him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted as righteousness. Our faith is counted as righteousness because faith lays hold of the one who works. The one who worked enough for all of us. Look at Jesus. What we aren't, he is already, and in spades. And as for our sins, he's already been crucified in the howling wind. The Holy Spirit says, you know, for a good man, someone might possibly dare to die. For a good man. But God shows his love in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for bad people with no self-protection and against all the rules. As a matter of fact, now he's been crucified enough for the whole ungodly world. He walked in love enough for us all. I repeat, he walked in love enough for us all. He has made a path through the waves of sin. That man is already good enough for you and me both. Want to go to heaven? It's safe now. Come on. Only believe him enough to say, Lord, save me. And we are justified. That means counted fit to be held by the Son of God. Talk about against the rules. Counted fit to lay hold of the Son of God and to walk all the way home with him. Now he says, walk on water. Come on. Walk in wisdom. Hear what I tell you. Walk in the light. Believe what I tell you. Walk in love. God knows I've got you covered. And we say, yes, Lord, Lord, just tell me to do it. And he says, I just did. And we say, yes, Lord. Not standing on our record, but standing on his. You lift your foot over the gunwale and you set it down with no visible means of support, but the invisible, all-powerful Son of God himself to walk with him in newness of life. This is weird, man. In newness of life, while he blows our sins away second, by grace greater than any wind on earth. Christian, this world's rules, the cautious rules, the useless rules, the strangling rules of sinning and dying, those rules no longer apply. Since Christ has become for us our righteousness and our holiness and our buoyancy, St. Paul prayed, may the eyes of your hearts be enlightened so that you may know his incomparably great power for us who believe. And Jesus says, verse 31, oh, little faith, why did you doubt? What sin have you been leaning back in? Every earthly boat we trust is going to sink with all hands. What obedience have you been scared to try? Jesus says, come. When he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. But even now, he says, to walk in his footsteps, even if it were on actual water, which it's not, at least not yet. But whatever, when he says, come, we can. Pagans never find that out. Pagans play by the rules. Pagans stay in the boat until they go down with the boat. But every weak and sinful little Christian finds out we can walk with him. Because when we fall, he catches us again and again, and we actually walk with him too. Maybe nervous, maybe sweating, certainly surprised, while he holds us up. Jesus says, come on. Keep a commandment today. Which is like saying, hang glide today. Bungee jump today. Walk the high wire. Walk on water, keeping our eyes on Jesus in his sacrament and in his word. It's always look at Jesus and never mind what you hear on the wind. The wind howls, you can't, you mustn't, you're too bad, and I know it's loud, but what do you expect? It's wind, man. Today, tonight, till heaven, I know we're still miles from shore, but that's where the miracle happens. Here's where we look to him all the time. It's what we're made for. Until we walk with him in the new creation, he says, come. He says, don't be frightened. He says, it's me. And he really is the Son of God. Amen.